Hello and welcome
to Geekcast Radio.
So hello and welcome to Geekcast Radio. I am Bist. We're trying to get Evan on the line. Bear with us. We're having a few technical difficulties. There we go. There's Evan. What is up, Evan?
Not much. Did it. We did it.
We both did it somehow. We experienced a few technical difficulties setting up the show, so bear with us there. There are no tags on the show, so hopefully people will still find us. Big Ricky, search and search and search for us. But we are here, and we will tackle much of the marvelous small screen world tonight.
And maybe we'll talk a little comics. I pitched talking about Battle World, which they actually just announced Jim Lee-era 90s X-Men as one of the worlds, which obviously I'm fucking stoked for because I love that comic series and I love the cartoon of it.
Yeah, I think anyone in and around our age has to be pretty stoked for that.
Yeah. Like, what do you think? Let's talk Battle World first because I'm feeling it right now, if that's cool with you.
Yeah. No, we're good with that.
Okay. Like, I've seen a lot of the worlds that they pitched, and a lot of them are really cool, but, like, we'll get into those in a minute. Do you think they're saying Battle World is, or something similar, is what's going to be sticking around? And I don't think that's the case. I think what they're doing and what they mean is Battle World will exist as, like, a small miniseries, and then everyone they want to bring from wherever they want to bring that from all the worlds, that's where they're going to pull them all in from and then make, one universe.
Yeah, and I'm still sentimental. I wish that universe would still be 616, but who knows where they go with there. I kind of agree with you. I think it's kind of a reset in a way, and they'll be able to get the best of all the worlds, No pun intended.
No. From the Ultimates, I really want them to get evil Ultimate Reed Richards because I really like that idea. Like, I like that Reed Richards is a bad guy because, like, Reed Richards, when written right, is beautiful. Like, the ignorant genius is such a beautiful character. Like, I'm always reminded of that one panel where it's like they're eating breakfast and Sue's like, Reed, we can't use the kids in experiments. Like, not even like, he just nonchalantly sipping coffee, not even looking at her like, of course we can't, Susan. One of them would have to be the control. I think that's the right one. I'm like, my God. Like, he actually thought about this. I was like, oh, actually, I can't do that. One of them would have to be the control. I'm like, that to me is like a great version of Reed Richards. And
we've talked about that. On here, Fantastic Four lives and dies by the interaction between the characters and their relationship.
Did you read that they wanted to not reboot Fantastic Four, but change it around so it was like a suburban family story? Like they I can't remember who the writer was. They're like, here's what we want: Reed Richards, crazy inventor. They live in the suburbs. They're poor, and Sue Storm is like a secretary or some menial job. Johnny Storm is like each of them is like really degraded
like
in a way.
Like a troubled youth,
yeah. Yeah, and then the writer was like, man, that was such a dumb thing. But we had a really cool workaround for it where Reed Richards had to brainwash them into thinking that, so they had to go undercover or like go off the radar to like Doom or someone had this huge scheme that he couldn't think of a way to figure it out. So he'd have to do this until he could subconsciously figure it out. I'm like, you know what? A really good workaround and something I could totally see, like Reed Richards not maliciously, brainwashing his family, but being like, sorry guys, gotta do this.
Yeah. are you pumped for any of the other Battle Worlds?
I mean, it's easy to say Age of Apocalypse, but
yeah,
the original Age of Apocalypse, and then when they retreaded it, it wasn't so great.
Yeah. I mean, that's the more nostalgia value there, though. You know, I think at the peak of my, youth childhood comic book reading, Age of Apocalypse was what was really going strong. So,
yeah, it was what the hip kids were into.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm trying
to
look up
if
a
we
picture
were ever
of Donald Wound. No, we were never hip kids.
Somebody was recently asking there's so many people that are quote unquote an X-Men, but who do you consider an X-Men? And I think it's kind of, it depends on what year you're talking, but the 92 run of the X-Men is what I've always looked at as, that is the X-Men, you know? So
yes, with additions, like Sunspot to me is, I guess he was a new mutant too, but like Sunspot's my guy. Maggot, I don't know why, but I always hold a soft spot for Maggot in my heart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're right. Like, I'm a Frost. You know what? I'll say 92 or the initial X-Men on Joss Whedon's amazing, Astonishing X-Men.
Okay.
So you sub out
Green Jay for Emma Frost there.
Yeah, I can dig that. I can't dig Namor on the X-Men. Like, to me, he's the ruler of Atlantis. He shouldn't give a shit about the X-Men. He should be like, oh yeah, I'm a mutant too. Oh, no, I don't care about your shit. I'm a fucking king. See you, bye.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, Cabal Namor is my Namor. Like, he's just like, listen, I'm going to do what needs to be done. Like, have you read any of the Colliding Earths? Or what's the current storyline going on before Battle World that's going on right now?
I'm not sure. I'm not up to date on that. I'm still very much on the X-Men world.
Okay.
As far as the Uncanny X-Men and the all-new X-Men.
Fair enough. So. He basically gives a speech that really sets the tone, where he talks about how someone draws breath because of his grace, and it's not because of his grace, it's because he's a fucking asshole. And that's a really great Namor speech. Look it up. I'm sure it's online somewhere, fans. Ricky probably knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Ricky's very on top.
Did
Atlantis and Wakanda go to war? I know that was rumored at one point, and that sounded awesome to me.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I need to.
Go on.
Yeah, I need to look that up. That's something that I need to read.
It's pretty good, I think. I like it. I liked it. I'll be 100%. I didn't read all of it, but what I was able to read, I did enjoy. Because I like the idea of these two kings that are on the same team. The it was them, Doctor Strange. They were the reverse cabal, the Illuminati. I like that they were in the Illuminati, and then like, oh, sorry, buddy. And then they're like, now we're going to war.
Yeah.
So.
No, that there's something very real world about that, you know.
Yeah. All right, I found kind of a not so recent map, but another map of Battle World, and the Domain of Apocalypse is obviously Age of Apocalypse. Spider-Land sounds intriguing, and I know there was one. Oh, you know what title? I love the original title, and I'm interested in the title that they're going with, Runaways.
Yeah.
It's not the Runaways from 616 that I know and love. It's like a new, they're almost like, it's like an exile runaway combination idea, and I dig that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Spider-Man Land stuff looks really cool too. Built into all this, right? Was the Spider-Man run.
Yeah. And I think the, like, they're not really saying it, but I have a feeling, like, because for a while they made a big deal that the X-Men, you know, how the past X-Men and in the present, sort of.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I think that plays into it, but they're not really building that up into it. But, yeah, like, oh, man, there's, like, so many cool ideas and, like, the Ultimate Universe. And I heard a cool idea that I actually really dug, which was Miles jumps over into the whatever the end world is. We'll call it 617. Let's just say that. Because I'm lazy. And so 617, Miles is in that, and Peter retires from being Spider-Man and more likely is the mentor to Miles and focuses on Parker Labs.
Becomes his Alfred.
Yeah. Yeah, I can dig that. Well, I like to think of it as Miles is Terry McGinnis, and Peter Parker is still Bruce Wayne. He's still Batman.
Oh, okay. I got you. I think that would be good. I have always wanted to see a Dark Knight Returns type take on Spider-Man, you know?
Well,
I know that you would probably hate that idea, but just an old, like, I've been doing this forever, Peter Parker.
Well, my friend, you're actually in luck, because one of my favorite stories is called Spider-Man Reign, and a lot of people say that it's that situation.
Oh, I will have to look that up.
I think I have the individual issues, and then I have the paperback. So the next time I see you, I'll bring one or the other.
Awesome.
But
it's
a really good story. And, like, it's a different, like, it's got the same vibe as The Dark Knight Returns, but it's, like, a different story. And how do you read it?
Well, and you'd have to have, Peter Parker would definitely react differently than Bruce Wayne to that situation.
Yeah.
But I've always thought that would be an interesting take, so I'll have to check that out. Anything else
in Battle World? In Battle World, Noir World, I honestly never got into the Noir scene.
Yeah,
but,
not really my...
Like, the idea sounded cool.
Yeah.
Like 1602 sounded cool, and then they were like, and then they just really just cocked it up. Like, because I like the idea of, like, them kind of not superheroes. You know what I mean?
They had they put out, as part of that 1602, I think they did... Well, not even part of that, but before they did that, they did, like, an Avengers, like, beforehand, where Kraven the Hunter was involved, and I think Peggy Carter was in there, kind of like that type of deal. And I thought that was going to be awesome. I think Sabretooth was involved, too, before he went all Sabretooth, and I just could not get into it. I found it on my Marvel Unlimited. I was like, oh, man, this is the shit. And just really couldn't get into it.
So, that's a shame.
But it's kind of the same deal with I think I've only really read the Spider-Man stuff and just wasn't that into it.
Yeah, like, I read that too, and, like, yeah. Like, I read a bit of the X-Men Noir, and I was like, this was kind of dumb. I don't kind of like this. Magneto's like the head precinct cop, and his son's in quick.
Not to cross geek streams here, but Star Trek always has the one episode where all the characters aren't the actual characters, but they're still the same actors. And I never like that either. You know, like, for one, you know, the equivalent of one episode, I have to forget everything I know about everybody. So.
I mean, let's cross the streams here. Hercules and Xena did it too, where, like, they jump forward in the time, and, like, she, like, they're all like, ow! What are you being a little dick for? Sorry, my cat just attacked me.
They're mad that you did the show not with them last week, so they're paying you back.
Okay. And now he's just like, I'm sorry. Hercules and Xena did that shit in, like, an episode a month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, shows do that, so it's weird. Yeah, it was pretty jarring. Other than that, like, I don't know. I'm kind of just waiting to see where Battle World goes, and hopefully it goes well. And then I hope it doesn't stick around. Like, I hope it's like what we said, like, they just pull kind of what they want, because that seems, like, really hard to do. I think Old Man Logan's going to be a world in there, too.
Yeah, that is. That is, which is a lot of fun.
It's weird, but
although it's weird at this point, because we've killed him off, right? Or at least, you know, at some point. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can always say healing factor, though. No, he's not at the end of Old Man Logan. Is there a second one where he dies at? Because at the end of Old Man Logan, doesn't he take the kid, the Hulk kid?
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay.
In normal stream, you know, we have him in the fucking Animanium cocoon.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Which I was always hoping he would somehow break out of that, you know, or somebody would find a way to break him out, and there he is fucking stuck alive in there, pissed off as fuck.
Or almost Deadpool-like, because he had to be by himself for so long. Yeah. Yeah, but, like, there's, like, three possible Wolverines right now, again. And like, shut up.
Yeah.
Marvel, shut up.
But maybe Bacon in the end they'll just all fight to the death, and you know.
Yeah, and, like, after the last one's about to die, he busts out of the cocoon.
Yeah. There you go. So,
and, like, I hear Dakin's back, but he's missing an arm. It's like, what?
Yeah. The Draken series where he offs himself in the end is one of the saddest things in the world. So I was kind of, I know it's been a while since he came back from that, but that was, I was surprised when they brought him back from that. So.
Yeah. We'll just see where they go.
We'll move on. How far are you caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Have you seen the latest episode?
I have not. I haven't seen the latest Flash. And I'm two episodes away from finishing Carter. So after I get off the phone with you, I'm going to spend 2 hours, go to bed late, and finish Peggy Carter. And I am super digging it. Allison is
awesome.
Digging it. And that makes it all better to me.
Yeah. A lot of girl power stuff in there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and, like, I'm digging that, but, like, I'm digging that, like, when she finally meets, what is it, Dum Dums, is it 1702?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they're like, shut the fuck up, nerds, let's talk to Peggy. And and everybody's like,
yeah.
Oh, man. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. I like how, I like this about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it seems like the stakes are higher because you have characters that actually die, you know? Trip was, you know, Josh Wheaton, that's his deal, right? Is to get you attached to somebody and then off them. It's pretty cool.
I'm a leaf on the wind.
Yeah. So it's real people and it's dangerous, and I like that feel to it, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, we obviously know Coulson probably won't die, but honestly, May could die. One of the techs could die, Fitzsimmons. Like, other than Coulson and really Daisy, I feel like any of them could die at any point.
Yeah.
And
I feel like we're getting to a point where she almost has to be part of an Avengers movie. You know? Like, the show is becoming so centered, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, she's getting pretty powerful. But, I mean, I can honestly see it if they do, almost like a Secret Avengers as the basis, the idea behind the show, where, like, they handle the threats that aren't quite Avengers caliber just yet.
Yeah.
Like, did you read, what was the recent fucking story arc in Marvel? Before the one currently, where Nick Fury becomes the Watcher. I know we talked about this. Did you watch that?
No, I haven't seen that. I haven't read that yet.
Original Sin, that's what it was. Like,
okay.
That kind of idea, but it's not Original Sin. Maybe it was Original Sin. Yeah, whatever. That idea where, like, they handle the small threats that never get, so that they never get big enough to seize the Avengers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, I could dig them fighting a low level, or, like, if they depowered the Wrecking Crew just a little bit, I could see S.H.I.E.L.D. with Agent Daisy Carter and maybe, like, Deathlock or, like, throw another, like, semi-super on the team. I could see them trying to fight out the fucking Wrecking Crew.
And I think more and more supers have to be on the way. You know what I mean? A lot of people have said that the show is based off the Secret Warriors series and team.
Ooh, that's a good point.
And
if you
look at it, I think that the new Inhuman may actually be a variation of Gateway. Now that I've gone back and kind of done some research.
I know who you're talking about.
Because I never put that together, but I've been reading through more and more of it, and more of it makes sense. You have the Hydra infiltrating S.H.I.E.L.D., you have an Agent Carter, you have the beginnings of Leviathan. So more and more I think that it almost seems like there's a bigger picture being put together here than what's on the surface. So,
and with the Netflix, like, they could slow, like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. They could be building a world that we're not even ready for, and they're like, oh, yeah, motherfuckers, we built it on TV, we built it in Netflix, and we kind of built it a little bit in the movies, but boom, suck it.
Yeah, it's amazing how much Winter Soldier has impacted the TV world, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, we talked about this earlier today, with the Russo brothers getting the
Infinity Wars?
Yeah, getting Infinity Wars Part 1 and 2. It almost feels like they've been more in charge of more of the Earthbound storyline. And, I guess at that point everything kind of collides together.
Yeah, the shit hits the fan there.
Them hit some more the galactic type stuff. So
I hope they get James Gunn as, like, someone to help with, because, like, I feel he had a really good grasp of the space in Guardians.
Yeah.
Like they did for Captain America, he had for Guardians, and I hope there's a collaborative thing. But, like, it's really weird. Like, I was reading somewhere where, like, some people were like, just, oh, it's not Joss Whedon, I won't care. It's not. I'm like, well, I think, like, he'll probably still be in some capacity. Like he built the groundwork for people. And, like, I mean, you can't expect the man to just give up his life to just do this.
Yeah.
He made two Avengers films for you people. He built the universe.
I think he's earned the right to take a little break, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you can, the interviews with him, like, the idea of doing those movies is like death to him, you know?
He puts a lot of pressure on himself. Like,
yeah.
I think the saddest I ever got was, like, for casting or anything, was when they said Edgar Wright was stepping back from Ant-Man. Like, that got me out just a bit. I was like, oh, man.
Because,
his style is a lot different than a lot of what we've seen in the MCU, and I was kind of hoping for it.
Yeah. Well, part of the rewrite there was Adam McKay, which there's rumors now that he may be in line for the Inhumans movie. How do you feel about that?
You're talking about that. Yeah. I can dig it. Let's see how he does.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at right now. Like, I kind of just want to see.
Yeah. You just kind of have to have faith, see what happens.
Yeah. You know, I watched one bit of the Guardians thing, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to watch anything else. I'm going to let, like, his story wash over me. And while, like, it's not perfect, it was a great tone to me. And I just really dug it. And I'm like, all right. So that's what I'm doing with Avengers. Although, let me just go off on a quick rant here. As much as I love Legos, please put the Avengers Age of Ultron Lego set out after the movie debuts. Because, like, I walked on now, I'm like, oh, there's a spoiler. Sweet, Lego, thank you. And I have to, like, walk out of the Lego aisle because, like, there's five box sets of spoilers.
Yeah.
I did just buy the Guardians of the Galaxy Lego set that comes with, a little Star-Lord, a little Sakaarian, and a Nova Corpsman, and it's super adorable. I think I'm going to try and get the rest. So, people, if you don't want to give me the $350 Lego Shield Helicarrier, there's one that comes with Groot and Nebula, and then there's the Milano, and I'll take either of those. Thanks.
Just chip away at those. So.
Yeah. Buy me Lego. You know, not even that. Just buy me Legos, and I'll build shit. I'll build you. Buy me Legos. I will draw you, or I will build you. There you go.
That's not a bad deal, man. So a few small notes and news out of the Netflix. Looks like we will have our first lesbian character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think about 20 years ago, this might have been a big deal, but I think
nowadays we just call it a Marvel character.
Yeah, pretty much. So that'll be Trisha Walker, right? So, there you go.
Did you say it was Hellcat?
Whether or not, yeah. So,
cool.
D type deal. So. As long as I'm
worried about that. I broke down, and after talking with you, I looked up pictures of her as Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Even when she's beat up, it's like,
she's too cute. Like, she's not too cute, but she just, she almost looks just too innocent, you know? And that's weird because mm-hmm. that's a huge part of the emotion of that series. But I don't know, man. Yeah, it's a wait and see. I have high hopes for that particular series. So.
Me too.
I think we're on the same page on that one. There's some Daredevil stuff coming out that looks amazing still.
If cosmetically she doesn't look great, but the acting is there, I will dig it. But the fact that she doesn't look like Jessica Jones to me, and I know a lot of people are saying oh my god, don't worry, Ryan, me. There are literally, there's literally a comic book that has pictures as a source of Jessica Jones. It's not like I'm reading a book and I'm like, well, I think Harry Potter should be actually a redhead, pictures of her and her interpretation, and it's not her. So,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't have to like the casting choice. This is 2015, and I have access to the internet, motherfuckers. Okay.
So,
but I really hope the story is kick-ass.
Yeah, and
yes.
I mean, with Purple Man, you have to. It's got to be.
With Purple Man, you either go all in or you just fucking you strip it of any sort of meaning. I'm really hoping just go all in.
So speaking of casting, the rumors have come out too that there might be a secret casting of Captain Marvel for a cameo in the Age of Ultron movie.
That would be really kick-ass. I actually thought she might be in Guardians or Thor 2. Or not Guardians, and Thor 2, because you know how they're doing the jet planes that go in and out as, the worlds are, you know what I mean? The different realms are kind of going in and out. I thought they might make one of the jet planes her, and she gets stuck in one of the worlds and gets the Kree power somehow. But they didn't. So, if that's my idea for Age of Ultron, I can dig it. Or if after the credits, Cosmo's licking somebody's face, and she just goes, why do you let her lick you like that? Gross. Can dig that too.
That's another thing too. Post credit scenes in that. I mean, I'm expecting multiple. You know, there's so much stuff that they can tease. I guess we'll just wait and see. I don't want to get my hopes up too much. I could see a directly after the end of the movie scene. A mid-credit scene and a post-credit scene after that movie, you know.
I think that, they've got a way down. I think we'll get a post-credit, a mid-credit, and then a DVD scene.
Yeah,
Hope they follow up on the Mandarin short that they did.
Yeah, where's the short then? We could do a whole show on how great the shorts were and where they've gone. All right.
Oh, real quick, we have 2 minutes. Do you want to talk about Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor? Because I saw a picture of him.
No, we'll save that. We actually have about 20 seconds. So at the end here, dream casting for Captain Marvel.
My friend posted it, and I kind of agree with it. If it were Kate Sackerhoff, that's kind of how you say her last name, a couple of years ago, I could dig that, unless they make her like a not grizzled, but you know what I mean? Like a kind of veteran dogfighter. Her. Otherwise, he posted a picture if Dee from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia kind of bulked up. I wasn't mad at that.
Yeah.
Sackerhoff?
I had talked myself into just pulling the trigger on Ronda Rousey and that being her first big thing since they did so good with Batista. But I've slowly talked myself out of that. I think the acting there needs to be a little bit higher. So I'm back to the drawing board.
Batista's good because he's covered. He's got a team. If she were in a team, I can dig it. Yeah, because she was in Expendables, and she was good in that. But she has to carry her own movie, and then
that's
she's going to show up in a couple others. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she'll probably get a sequel.
Well, that's awesome. That's our show for tonight. These always go so quick. We will be back next week, and we'll figure out
what we'll talk about.
We might spend a whole show talking about Marvel shorts and stuff that they've dropped the ball on
not
having one in the last two. Yeah, I still have not. I have it, but I have not watched it. So
I'm just going to post it on your wall tomorrow, Biff.
I'll be forced to watch it then. If it's on my wall, I have to watch it. So.
Good. All right, I'll do that.
Besides that, Excelsior, true believers.
See you, jerks. Bye.